On Wednesday in Minnesota, quarterback Case Keenum congratulated reporters who correctly predicted that the NFC Championship will come down to Nick Foles or Keenum himself. Well, we kick off this edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with the Philadelphia quarterback reflecting on his journey to this game.
It's been a crazy journey. We're blessed to be in this game. It's been a wild ride this season. We've had, you know, so many things go on, so many guys step up, so many injuries. The guys who are injured or have done an amazing job of staying around the building and being a huge part of the heartbeat of this team. And that's sort of the DNA here. And we've talked about it over and over again. So I really focus on that. When you step on the field, we're always playing for each other. That's our strength as a team, is we're playing for the guy next to us, playing for the guys who got injured. We're playing for the city. So you're not playing just for yourself. I mean, part of you got to play for yourself. You got to have that heart, but you got to play. You know, our strength comes from each other.
As for Keenum, who like Foles started the season as a backup, there are some Eagles who played with him in his previous stops of Houston and St. Louis. While there's a lot of respect for Keenum inside the Eagles locker room, he even drew a comparison, an interesting one, to a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Case's success and the way he plays doesn't surprise me because him and I were together and we prepared together. We're around each other every day. But I think the big message there is you, no matter what happens, you just got to keep believing in yourself, keep working hard, and just, you know, never give up.
He's just, I call him like a little mini Brett Favre. Like, he's like a little gunslinger. I played with him before. I know what he's about. He's a great competitor. You know, he can make a lot of throws in tight spots, you know, out of any place in the pocket. And he has stuff to bring down.
Has a nice touch on the ball and competes his butt off. Those are all the things that I've seen when I was with the Rams and seeing right now as he's getting his opportunity and taking the Vikings a long way.
He's slippery. He reminds me a little bit of Russell Wilson. And when I say that, you know, he just, you know, if he moves around and throw the ball or he'll tuck it and run. And I see him, you know, duck a lot and, you know, guys just, you know, reaching for him and he slips out of people's hands. So I think we got to do a great job of just, you know, pushing the pocket and making him uncomfortable and getting him on the ground when we need to.
The Eagles defense set the tone against the Falcons on Saturday night. And the star players say they must do even more in order to beat the Vikings.
In order for us to win this game, man, our defense will have to play really good because we know and, you know, everybody else knows. I think this game is going to be a game of possession. And, you know, we got to get some takeaways on defense. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to is our D-line better than theirs? I mean, they got a dominant D-line. We got a dominant D-line, and we'll see who show up on Sunday.
We got to go out there and prove it every week. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to prove who the best defensive line and front, you know, because we playing against the best, you know. And now we got to go out there and show up. And if we say we the best, we got to go out there and prove it. And I think that's our mindset this week, is to go out there and prove it and have more intensity than their defense. And then we'll see what happens.
In 2016, 7 new head coaches were hired by NFL teams. While 3 have already been dismissed, only 1 is set to appear in a conference championship game. That is Doug Peterson. Doug's way has this Eagles team 1 win from a trip to Minneapolis.
I don't pay really any attention to that, quite honestly. I drive home at night knowing I put in a full day's work. I get up in the morning and come in here. However I can serve this organization, serve these players. I mean, that's all I know. I love football. I love coaching football. I love teaching it. I love being around these guys. And I'm going to pour my life into these players. And that's, if it's good enough, great, because that's all I know I can do. And I've given my best effort. And so I don't care about what's written. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the underdog thing. I mean, our players don't pay much attention to that, you know, and I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah, I think Doug does an amazing job kind of letting our personality show. He never kind of reels guys in to kind of shelter them by any means. He wants us to go out there, have fun, kind of leave it all out there.
Speaking of Doug, he meets the media on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. We'll have that press conference live for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, the Eagles app, and our social media channels. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster for more days.